Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 until the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Little Jimmy bringing this back there all along the watchtower. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest, our good friend. She is on a mission, folks. You know I've been on one for 21 years now, on a crusade, on a mission, I'm tilting it at your windmill, folks, trying to help you get better at what you do. And she's doing it specifically in the area of finances, helping you become a more professional, more sophisticated financial manager of your business. She does it with her books, Accounting for the Number Phobic. She does it with her website, donfotopoulos.com. She does it with webinars like the one you're going to have in about a month now?
In March, yeah, March the 5th. I'm going to give you the link, Jim, so everybody can find it.
We will.
It's a free webinar. It's for 1 hour, and it's the five things you can do that small business owners should actually stop doing and to stay sane. Just figured, you know, it's really hard. Everybody keeps talking you to do more, right? Small business owners, you got to do social media. You got to do this. You got to do that. Nobody ever tells the small business owners, hey, listen, you can actually stop doing that, and it'll free up some capacity, and it'll save your sanity. So let me give you one idea.
All right.
Everybody who's listening, if you just did this one thing, you could literally double profitability in 30 days. I've done this, by the way, 5,000 times, okay, for 5,000 businesses over the last 20 years. So you got to stop over-servicing unprofitable clients. So if Harvard Business School is correct and you are like an average business, which is an awful term, right, because we're always above or below average, mm-hmm. an average business, a third of your clients are profitable, a third of your clients are at break-even, which means they're actually costing you money, and a third of your clients are underwater. Every time you sell to those bottom two-thirds, you're taking food out of your mouth to actually keep them as a client. The problem on the table is most business owners have absolutely no idea which customers are profitable and which ones aren't. They think big customers are profitable. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. A customer that's generating a lot in revenues and sales knows that they're a big customer. They're going to negotiate on price. They're going to string you along for cash flow and take 4 months to pay you. They got all kinds of, you know, special processes and things they're asking you to
demands.
A lot of demands, you know.
And they prey on your sense of excellent customer service.
Well, that's true, too. So the flip side to that, Jim, is in every case, I've been a consultant for years and years and years. In every single case, I can tell you that there are what look like small, insignificant customers that have huge potential, and you're ignoring them. So the first thing is stop over-servicing unprofitable customers. Identify who they are, and if you don't know how to do that, ask your bookkeeper or your accountant to give you a list of all your customers over the last 12 months by gross margin, not by mm-hmm. revenues,
right.
but by gross margin, by revenues and gross margin.
And be sure in your gross margin that you put the payroll for servicing them above the line.
That's exactly
you can't,
right.
You can't let that be down in the bottom in the expenses. If you got an employee that spends half their time taking care of these people, half their payroll needs to go above the line in that margin calculation.
Oh, no, that's exactly right. Okay, so what is gross margin? It's before your operating expenses. It's basically what the client is buying from you, right? What's their product mix or their service mix? And what are you charging them? So if you're deep discounting, you better acknowledge that.
This is a great example, Don, of how some people fool themselves about exactly what you're talking about. They don't know how, even if they are keeping good records, they don't know how to put incremental expenses like certain kinds of payroll above the line. They think it should go below the line where all payroll goes. and they don't realize that it should go above the line. If a company requires you to have an extra delivery a week, then an allocation for that truck and gas and driver should go above the line.
That's exactly right. So, Jim, here's the tip that everybody should remember. If you don't have a bookkeeper, a really solid bookkeeper can save you so much money. They're not as expensive as a CPA, and there are crackerjack bookkeepers out there that will really help you stay sane. So a great place to find a great bookkeeper is findaproadvisor.com, which is an Intuit website,
right.
An Intuit-supported website. And everybody that's on there, it's like an Angie's List for bookkeepers and accountants.
Right.
So you punch in your zip code, and you'll take a look, and you'll see. Find somebody that has.
And make sure that you ask them how many different ways they know to calculate margin.
Yes,
gross margin.
Ask them if they work in your industry.
If they know how to do that,
construction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they're in the construction industry, then they understand what industry reporting standards are. And they'll also help you say, hey, am I doing better or worse than the industry?
The other thing,
if I want to double my profitability, how do I do that?
And the thing is, then with that information, one of the little flowers that'll pop, one of the little potatoes that'll pop right up out of all that you can actually eat is an understanding of how to price your products, which you probably didn't know before.
Gosh.
You probably were doing it off the cuff,
Jim,
before. Now you can be
so
more sophisticated in pricing.
It's true.
Most small business owners don't charge enough, Don, do they?
They don't, Jim. I did a webinar a year ago, and it's still published on the SCORE website. I'll give you that link as well. And it's called The Power of Pricing. It's 1 hour.
So
it's
important.
Radioactive. Everybody on the call should watch it.
Check it out, folks. 10 till right back with Don Fotopoulos. Put a .com on the end of her name and find her online.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.